In the nation's northwest corner is Washington, an evergreen playground blessed by an unusual variety of natural attractions.
And now, Felix Bunnell all over the map. Short stories behind the names of local places and things. And this week, the old Columbia River ferry crossing at Orondo in Douglas County. Orondo, eh?
Yeah, you know, crossing the Columbia River nowadays, for the most part, requires just driving over a bridge, whether it's Astoria or Longview or Vancouver or Vantage or other places along the river. But even after some of those big bridges were built, there were a number of small private ferry crossings along the river as late as the 1950s and 1960s. In the heyday, back in the early 20th century, there might have been 50 or more crossings like this, and mostly privately run. Now, the one I want to look at today is called the Old Orondo Ferry. Orondo's upriver from Wenatchee and downriver from Chelan Falls. And there were a succession of different ferries there in operation from the 1890s until New Year's Eve 1959. Now, these aren't the huge double-enders you take to Bremerton or Whidbey Island. These were little barges, maybe fit 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 cars. Often they were connected to cables that ran across the river so the little boat wouldn't have to fight the current. Now, construction of the Rocky Reach Dam around 1961 eventually inundated the old Orondo ferry landing, and other highway improvements and bridges made small private ferries like this just impractical. If you look on Google Maps, though, you can still see the road that leads from the main highway down toward the river. It's called the Old Ferry Road, right there in whatever constitutes downtown Orondo. Now, I've driven through there a few times. I don't think I ever stopped, so I got in touch with Ray Norwood. He's sales manager for Auvel Fruit. That company's been in Orondo since 1928. It was founded by Grady Auvel and his brothers. And Ray Norwood actually worked with Grady before Grady passed away at age 93 back in the late 90s. When I was talking with Ray, he said there's a picture of the old Orondo ferry right there on the wall of the office. Now, Auvel Fruit might be better known by the brand name it uses for its apples, Gee Whiz. Have you ever seen the label on an apple box that says Gee Whiz, Dave, that one?
Ring a bell? It does ring a bell, yes.
Yeah. And Auvel is known for its Granny Smiths, but they also grow Royal Gala and Honey Crisps. They grow cherries, too, so they're packing fruit year-round there in Orondo. And the Gee Whiz brand name was actually the idea of founder Grady Auvel. This is Ray Norwood.
I think it dates almost all the way back. Grady had a friend who commented on some of his fruit when he shared it with him. Gee whiz, that tastes great. And that's where he grabbed the name. We have some photos of the original paper label. They used to glue them on the edge of the wood boxes. It's a catchy name, and it's hung on for all these years.
Yeah, it is pretty catchy. Now, there was also a ferry crossing a few miles upriver at Entiat. That one went away sometime after 1965. I found a newspaper clipping from June 1907 about the Entiat ferry loaded with sheep and breaking loose. It went several miles downriver till the steamboat Chelan intervened and towed it back. And they had problems like that a lot at Entiat. A year later, the ferry broke loose and floated a full 12 miles downstream before it ran aground on the bank at Keeler's Landing. Other ferries around, like the one in Kalama, closed in 1934. In the Dalles, it closed in 1953. There are still boats in operation at Keflamet, in Chelium, up on the Colville Reservation, and we have some great pictures of the old Orondo ferry in my northwest. But just a little look back at the way transportation used to be, used to rely on these little barges not so long ago.
Yeah, it was a paddle wheeler, I see.
Yeah, there's paddle wheels, and some were just an unpowered boat on a cable that they would haul across with either physical labor or a small gas-powered engine or something like that. All manner of craft were used to get back and forth across the river.
So it was apparently just no snack bar.
Yeah, and no way to get bad coffee or popcorn.
Felix Bunnell, a resident historian. All his features are on MyNorthwest.com. Thanks, Felix.
Thanks, Dave.